This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel. I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, two down, one to go. After us, you get a little Ducks Insider from 1 to 2. The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then, baby, you know what I'm going to say. It's prime time from 3 to 7. Mm. Finishing up 13 hours of live, local, continuous, regional sports talk radio. Right here on the Fan Sports Network, Portland's leader. Don't you forget it. 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. YouTube.com/1051TheFan. There's a lot of ways for you to hang out with us. The Odyssey app, we appreciate you joining us on your Wednesday. Hope you have a healthy or a gluttonous lunch, whichever one you're feeling right now. And hey, maybe have a cocktail. Nobody's looking.
That's what everybody thinks.
Time for the old three martini lunch.
The old three martini lunch turns into I did not return to the office. We'll chat a little Ja Morant this hour, a little college basketball funsies. But let's get into this. We opened the show kind of from a Ducks perspective. If you missed that, you can go back wherever you get your podcast, the Odyssey app, and hear that. We spent some time on the Oregon Ducks on this, but I'd like to have a conversation about the rest of this. I texted the group chat last night, and for those of you that aren't aware, the 12-team college football bracket projection that came out yesterday is if the season were to end now, what the playoff would look like.
Yikes.
It gives you kind of like an insight to what they're thinking. Now, we should also preface that there is no real reason to, like, freak out on this, okay? A lot of stuff is going to play itself out. Could Georgia-Bama play itself again in the SEC title game? 100% Please. They could. Could BYU and Texas Tech are going to play each other soon.
This weekend,
Indiana's going to play Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game if all things go according to plan. So a lot of this stuff is going to change, but it is kind of fun banter to chat about. First and foremost, cowards for putting Ohio State at one.
I saw
cowards.
Jordan Rogers said that Texas A&M should be one. Remember what I said?
Whoa, really?
What I said yesterday was I thought they would push to A&M down. They held them right where they are on the AP poll, which that's what they did with the poll. The top four teams are the top four teams. It's like, all right, come on, nerds. Like, do something here. Like, put Indiana one, bump Ohio State down. Again, I was surprised they pushed Oregon all the way down to 9.
I was surprised at 9, but we talked about it in the first hour. If they truly are looking at strength of schedule and eyeball test, Oregon's a very good team. That eyeball test has not been awesome.
Look, the two, you know, quote-unquote eyeball tests for where they are, Oregon at 9, Notre Dame at 10.
Mm-hmm. And Notre Dame got the benefit of the eyeball test because I think they're a damn good team.
I do too.
They have two losses. I think they're a damn good team. I think it's fascinating that there are two Big 12 teams in this. Only one ACC. That tells you what they think about those conferences. But the bigger underlying thing for me, and we can go wherever you want after I say this. Yeah, there's an eyeball test. Yeah, there's strength of schedule. But boy, this thing reeks of absolute television to me. Absolutely. Georgia played Memphis in the first round. Texas Tech plays Oregon in the first round. Ole Miss, Virginia, BYU, Notre Dame. That is not what I'm talking about. It's who do you think are going to win these games and who they play next. Georgia, Memphis, give me Georgia. They're going to play Alabama. Is that not television? I don't know what is. Oregon, Texas Tech. I think most people are taking Oregon in that game. Who would they play if they win? Ohio State. Weird. Who doesn't want to see that matchup again? Virginia, Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss every day. Who would they play? Texas A&M, a team they haven't played in the regular season. Little engines that could. And BYU, Notre Dame. Oh, boy, I'm taking Notre Dame, and they're going to get Indiana, a Big Ten matchup with a prove-it game for Indiana, and hopefully slide Notre Dame a little further.
Indiana, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Like,
it's the state.
It's the state.
This thing, just when I saw it, I was like, oh, these are cool. Oh, God, I hate you. That's got TV written all over it.
Okay, so I want to play this game with you real quick because I don't know if you've seen this. I'm going to give you two blind resumes, and this is kind of like...
Oh, I love this game.
Okay. Team A has the number 3 strength of record in the nation, number 33 strength of schedule. They are 4-0 against SP Plus top 40 opponents, and their best win is against the number 11 team in the committee poll. Don't look at the poll. Team B is the number 4 strength of record. So one spot behind strength of record. Okay. Number 45 strength of schedule. 3-0 versus SP top 40 teams, and their best win against the number 13 team in the committee's poll. Who do you think those two teams are?
They're in the playoff, quote unquote.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here.
This is how they should present it. This is how they should present it to me. For me, you should vote based on this first.
Can I look at who's in the playoff again?
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, you should take the data first and vote and then unveil it and see where you come out differently and then be asked to explain why you voted that way or why you believe they shouldn't be where they should be.
Is Team A Alabama?
No.
Is Team 2 Alabama?
No.
Okay.
Alabama's not a part of this.
Is Georgia one of these teams? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fun little game, huh?
Then is this like a BYU Ole Miss situation?
This is BYU is one of these teams.
Who's the other?
Ohio State.
Whoa. See, I think I am guilty of this. Mm-hmm. I love to slam Ohio State's schedule. I love to slam their offense. They just haven't quite shown it to me. You throw me those numbers, you look at Connolly's SP Plus, it says that Ohio State is a damn good team.
But also it says BYU is a damn good team, so why are they that far down?
He got bad intentions.
Because the Big 12.
Because
it's a conference thing.
It's fun to point out.
Yeah,
it's just
I've noticed some people are starting to like throw in like old BCS metrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, this is a time more than ever that BCS metrics could be helpful. Like, why can't we just push them all together?
I'm just saying. And then when you get into the group of five, okay? North Texas has one loss to an SP Plus team, number 27. James Madison has one loss to the SP Plus number 16 and the number 15 team in the committee ranking. And then San Diego State has one loss to the SP Plus number 73.
Go
Memphis
Cougs.
Has one loss to SP Plus number 119.
Mm.
Just saying, like...
Where's North Texas on there?
They finished, what were they,
16th? They lost to USF.
Yeah, they finished 16th, I think, is where it was.
I'm
trying to scroll, and I lost where I was.
The group of five is going to be rough. But back to my point about this TV thing, let me ask you a question, Danny.
Mm.
Neutral field, right now, Alabama, Texas A&M, who you got?
My gut reaction was to say A&M.
Oh, really? I feel very firmly about Alabama in this. Now, Texas A&M gets the benefit of the doubt. The road win against Notre Dame is huge. They are undefeated. I think it would be a very controversial place for the committee to put a one-loss team, and especially if your one loss is against a team that doesn't matter anymore, a la Oregon's Penn State. But I like Alabama in that game. But if you give me the rhetoric that I can't put a one-loss team over a zero-loss team, then that opens the door for Georgia-Bama.
Right.
And that's why this smells fishy to me. And that's why you are setting the precedent of the teams you think are good. You think Ohio State, Indiana, and A&M are the three best teams. And they said, those are the three best teams. Are they the three best teams because they're all undefeated? Or do they truly believe they're the three best teams?
I think
Alabama, Indiana, that's a fight.
I think Indiana right now is the best team in the country. On eyeballs, production.
I think I agree with you.
That's where I fall. I know what Julian Sain has done in his
or
efficiency, but that's the thing is like, what are they asking him to do? And like, again, maybe it's a shot at him because the team is so good. I don't know. Again, I have my biases against Ohio State quarterbacks. I will, and I always will until they start churning them out and they are dudes. Here on the flip side of this, who didn't make the top 10? This to me is what's more interesting. Texas at 11. Why?
That high?
Why?
No idea.
Oklahoma at 12. Why?
I like Oklahoma more than I like Texas.
Even though Texas beat them because
Matier's hand had a broken hand.
Okay. Utah at 13 at 7-2.
Honestly.
With getting smacked around by Texas Tech.
Yeah, honest. We love Utah. We love Whittingham here. That's a reach for me on that team.
Feels a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Virginia at 14.
I'm okay with Virginia at 14.
Okay, are you okay with Georgia Tech at 17? Because I'm not.
No, I think they should be higher. I found it interesting that when they look at the ACC, they are loving Virginia right now more than Georgia Tech.
Virginia 14, Louisville 15, Georgia Tech 17.
Georgia Tech and Virginia share a loss, do they not? NC State?
Yeah, yeah.
Virginia should have lost to Washington State. Georgia Tech did beat Clemson.
Mm-hmm. Which,
you're putting all that stuff together, dude, plus eyeball test. I'm very surprised Virginia's in your offense is fun.
Sure. And then you get into the back half of this from 19 through 25. It's like, do you like the SEC and the Big Ten, which 19 USC, 20 Iowa, which Iowa getting some love there. You know, that's doing Oregon a favor, certainly going into this. Then Michigan, Missouri, Washington, Pitt. Hey.
Hey.
Then at 25, Tennessee at 6-3.
Tennessee barf.
But their three losses are quality losses.
Yeah, for sure.
So if you're going to throw a team in there, fine. But
we'll ask this, and then we'll get out, and we're going to go over, and it's just going to how this is going to be. Take the Memphis, take the G5 out of this, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say this is the bracket.
Okay.
Would you prefer a BYU, Texas A&M, Virginia replaced with a Texas, Oklahoma, USC, fourth, an extra SEC or Big Ten team.
Don't do that to me because I already tell you what
I
prefer.
I know you want USC. I know you want USC, but I'm trying to use this as an example
of
the automatic qualifier.
No, I would rather BYU Tech.
I would rather this too, and that's my argument against.
Be better.
Against the automatic qualifier. Because in an automatic qualifier, and I know if it does, it's going to go to 16 teams, which opens up four more spots. Those four more spots are Texas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and SC right now.
Yeah.
They are not Georgia Tech. They are not Miami.
No.
It is not Pitt.
You were talking about TV and branding and all
Utah.
Those kind of things?
Yeah, no, those four extra games all go to the Big Ten and the SEC, which right now, where college football is right now and this week, those teams, in my opinion, aren't in. I got more beef on how they feel about the ACC than I do about any SEC team. What SEC team is left out that you think deserves to be in this?
From this group, none.
None. What Big Ten team do you think right now, because I know you got your USC love, what other Big Ten team, you could make an argument that maybe Oregon doesn't belong in here.
There is one you can make, but who are you subbing in for that? And that's where...
And that's why Oregon stays in my book. That's why.
Right now. Today.
Today. That's why Tech stays in there. Virginia State. You know, I might argue Georgia Tech over Virginia.
I would go with Georgia Tech.
But I got no problem with BYU. In fact, I got no problem with Notre Dame.
Especially
if you replace Notre Dame, do you like any of those SEC or Big Ten teams? I don't.
I'd like to see USC Notre Dame on a neutral site, but, you know.
Well, I think television would like that a lot, too.
I would like to see that.
Speaking of television buys, dude, if USC is a playoff team, they're doing that game.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing that game, and it'll probably be in South Bend.
Yeah.
You'll have to go again.
Again in December.
Or to beat a team two times in a row.
In December, I don't like that. They're gonna get the sprinklers out again and embarrass themselves. God dang it.
Also remember, and we'll get out on this is just today. BYU and Texas Tech play this weekend.
Yes, it's a sorting
There's a Big Ten title game coming up. There's an SEC title game. There's an ACC. How many of these teams, real quick, I don't care that we're up against it. How many of these teams do you think aren't in this playoff at the end?
Memphis, Virginia. Oregon.
Wow. I'll take Memphis.
I just picked Iowa to win. If I'm picking Iowa to win,
then you have to believe that.
I have to believe that.
I will take Memphis and Tech.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll take, because give me BYU this weekend.
Okay. I'm probably with you there. I just off the top of my head, but yeah, I think I am with you on that.
But boy, there's a lot of teams that are flirting.
Yeah.
I mean, what does another loss do to Ole
Miss? You think Virginia stays?
I do.
Okay.
I think they'll win the ACC.
Okay.
What does another loss do for Ole Miss? If Oregon lives in the same world, what does another loss do?
Who does Ole Miss have left in their schedule?
Because Ole Miss, they lost to a Georgia team. That's a good loss. Losing to Indiana, that's a good loss. But that LSU.
I think their schedule is.
That LSU win is now a Penn State win.
So their trip up game is Florida. They have Citadel this week, then they've got Florida, and then they have a bye, and then Mississippi State.
And they will most likely miss out on the SEC championship game.
Unless a team stumbles.
Because they lost to Georgia.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Interesting.
All right, we come back. Let's get back to the association. Could this be the last time we see this guy, or is the talent just too good to be true? We'll take you to Memphis. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you. Looking like a champ, like a video of him. Damn, unless you want, can I
You got to love Phil Foden, who was the most outstanding player in the Premier League 2 years ago, telling his home fans to quiet, stop doubting me.
He's a big fan of Bear Bachmeyer out there wearing 47.
Stop doubting me, my own fans who think I'm wonderful.
There's no...
I start for my home country.
There's no bad intentions when you're talking about that guy. He's hugging Erling Haaland. He looks like a child signing an autograph.
Such a putz.
Yeah. Also, soccer players who tape up their hands like NFL offensive linemen bother me.
Yeah.
It's like, get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
He finally has better looking hair. I'll give him that.
What is it with British soccer players, white British soccer players,
I don't know,
and god-awful hair?
It started with Bex, that's why.
Well, he could pull it off.
I know, because he's good-looking.
Like,
Foden's good-looking. Dude, he's got three kids with three different girls.
I mean, but the hair's still...
I know. He does the little shave of his eyebrow.
Oh, yeah.
The little slit in his eyebrow.
It's like, come on, dude.
Dude, that is a punchable face.
Yes.
That is a punch.
He looks like every young British kid. Like, if you have it in your head, that's what he looks like.
Young, rich,
yes,
British kid. Yeah. Phil Foden.
Mm.
It's no Jack Grealish, I'll tell you that.
There you go.
No Jack Grealish.
It's a handsome man.
All right. Speaking of people you might want to punch in the face, this guy might actually punch you in the face. Yo, what is going on with Ja Morant? You know, I was listening to an interview with Reggie Miller the other day about it. And he put it that, for those of you that don't know, he is having a vocal media spar with his team.
And coach.
Coaches, owners, the whole situation. Meanwhile, his production has severely dropped. He has basically said that everything I was good at, I don't want to do anymore. Everything that made him so fun and so, like, captivating to watch, he has basically said he doesn't want to do anymore. And Reggie Miller basically made the comment that the dude doesn't love to play basketball anymore. And if that's the case, you can't just turn that back on. I don't know if I've seen this in a long time in any sport, really, from somebody.
Well, we have traditionally, particularly in the NBA. So let's roll it back just a little bit. Taylor Jenkins gets fired last year. And
great coach. I like Taylor Jenkins a lot.
I think Taylor's a really good coach.
I wanted him in Portland.
But Ja is also a head case. He's had injuries. He had suspension for multiple things because
guns,
he can't
teenager.
Not have guns. It's like, look, man.
The car, the strip club, the kids.
The
teenagers, I should say.
The fight at the volleyball game. The fight with his friends and family at the Foot Locker, following a Foot Locker employee out to the parking. Like, it's just, it's all bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just, oh, he's struggling on the basketball court, but he's also sucking on the basketball court. Now people are starting to really pay attention because there's a sliding scale of crazy and hot, but that also applies to basketball or sports in general. If you are good enough.
The crazy hot exists.
It exists, man. It just does. But now his hot is not. It's more not.
Yeah.
And the crazy index is peaking. This is a guy who, after his game the other night, when he played like crap, was asked about it. And he goes, "Well, if you talk to the coaching staff, they'll say it's me. It's my problem." It's like, yeah, dog.
Yeah, dude.
You sucked.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen this before. And the answer to this situation is that they just need to not be a part of each other anymore.
Well, that's where this, like, as I was saying, when you kind of roll it back, this sounds like a guy forcing his way out. But here's the thing. Everybody wants to operate in sports in black and white. The Grizzlies should just trade him. Well, the Grizzlies are a team that quietly, the Grizzlies and Pelicans, if a team is going to be relocated in the NBA, it's one of those two teams.
The Grizzlies or who?
The Pelicans.
Yeah.
Pel's fan base doesn't show up. The Benson family's terrible.
Yeah, that was a missed opportunity when Charlotte relocated.
I mean,
really try and bolster that, and especially after Katrina and stuff like that,
and they
Chris Paul
were up at OKC and
all
guess
that
what,
kind of stuff,
you know?
Because the Saints rejuvenated. I mean, winning helps,
but yeah,
the Saints rejuvenated that thing,
and they did show out for them for a little bit, but it's not a basketball town. It's just not, and so the Grizzlies don't have a stadium agreement past 28-29. And if they're trying to get that done and they don't have a star in the building to make sure things are all making sense, that's a dicey thing to, like,
don't want
to
do conference realignment? Hey, Vegas, what up? Western Conference.
Look, people don't want to talk about it because nobody wants to see teams get moved. Nobody does.
No.
I don't ever want to see it.
No. Baseball's the same way. Nobody wants relocation. It's bad for fan bases. It's bad optics.
It's not good for anybody.
No.
Fans get a team ripped away. I don't want to see that. But
go ask Rams fans in St. Louis if they're stoked.
But there's a lot of stuff that goes into this. And You know, when the Grizzlies traded away Desmond Bane and got all his draft picks, it was kind of a signal of something's going on here. Mm-hmm. They re-signed Jaren Jackson Jr. to a big deal this offseason, his max deal, which, yeah, I mean,
I like
defensive player of the year, very good player. He has his warts, but he's a very good, very unique player, and it allows you to play a brand of basketball that's different in the NBA. Like, he's that good defensively. Offensively, he probably leaves you a little wanting, but that's the deal. Ja, with his availability both on and off the court, with injuries and off-the-court issues, and no longer having, you know, a steadying force than Desmond Bane, like, they're at a kind of a pivot point in where they go with this. Like, with all this, like, if you sell on Ja Morant right now, you're selling at his lowest. If you had sold him a month before he got caught in shotgun willies and all the stuff came out and the guns and everything else,
you might have got a nice little prize
for him. You would have got 6 first-round picks for him.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is, like, you probably get 2 right now.
First rounders?
You probably get 2 good first rounders,
really?
and the players necessary to make it get done. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I don't think that talent right now is a first round talent for one.
Oh, no, the talent's there. The talent is there. There's no doubt about that.
Because I was wondering if he's playing himself into a position that even if it is just two firsts instead of 6 firsts, like a Paul George trade, who wants this guy?
Somebody will talk themselves into it. Somebody will, but they'll do it at the right price.
Because if Memphis can't get rid of him, his deal's over this year, right?
Yeah, 2 years left.
2 years left.
This year and next year.
If they can't get rid of him, say nobody wants to walk through this, okay?
Somebody will.
And at the end of it, indulge me.
Oh, yeah, indulge you.
At the end of 2 years, nobody wants him and he walks as a free agent. Is he going to be happy about the low ball offer someone's going to offer him on a contract?
Well, Trae Young didn't get his extension because he's not on the same level.
But Trae Young isn't have guns in the car and punching high schoolers.
No, but he has a lot of former teammates and teammates historically that don't like him.
Cool. I'd rather be a douche than waving guns and fighting teenagers.
I'll tell you right now. There are 3 players in the NBA that have 3 of the biggest and most hardcore stands in the entire NBA. And how they are viewed by those groups of people and then how they are viewed internally in the NBA by players, coaches, media, front offices, scouts, Trae Young, Ja Morant, LaMelo Ball. All 3 of those guys have been...
Nobody wants them.
Number one, nobody wants to deal with them. Number 2, they have been available.
Have been, not are, have
well,
been.
Well, if the right offer came along, they would be done.
Right.
But they won't say that, and that won't, they'll downplay that, but they have been available. They have been available, and, you know, it's...
It also just breaks my heart. I watched this kid in the tournament come from nowhere.
Well, those 3 players are 3 amazing. Incredibly exciting players, but they're also, for various reasons, all just a
Ja
complete...
Ja was my guy.
Oh, I mean, Ja at Murray State was incredible.
Ja was my guy.
I had him over Zion.
Really?
In the draft, because yeah. I was terrified of Zion's injuries. Yeah. I was terrified of... Like,
which don't look terrible right now, but Ja looks terrible right now.
But Ja, like, Ja is one of the only guys... He might be the only guy in college basketball history, but I don't know if anybody else has done it, to average over 16 points and 10 assists.
Well...
Like, he was incredible at Murray State.
Also, his dunks, which is so fun.
I mean, he's electric with the ball.
And he's like, I don't want to dunk anymore.
It's just...
I can't think of a player in a while that's made me more disappointed than the fall of Ja Morant.
And don't get me wrong, his stuff is bad. It's really bad. But it's not like murder, beating your wife.
No, but
like,
it's just like... It's all-encompassing with the play on the court, too, that it's just like, dude, you're a must-watch basketball for me. You are top 5. I talk about this all the time. My favorite player in the NBA, not named Klay Thompson. Like, Ja was in that top 5 for years.
And
now I don't even want to think about it because it just makes me sad.
Like, let's put it to you this way. You have the Blazers roster. You have the Blazers draft picks. What's the best offer you're making for Ja Morant right now?
I'm not interested.
Which is an insane thing to say.
I need a scoring guard right
again,
now.
You're not wrong, totally. But like in your head, it's like wild to think that that's like, you're just like, you know
I
what,
need,
man?
I need a scoring guard and Jaw's not somebody I can count on.
Because mentally, he's just not there. Emotionally, he's not there. Like, you can't trust him.
Boy.
And it's not even insane. It sucks to say. Because I love watching Ja Morant play basketball when he's playing basketball the way that he can.
R.I.P. Ja Morant.
Mm.
All right, we come back. We'll stick in some basketball, but I want to ask a question as college basketball season has started. Kind of more existential than, you know, we're not going to break down, like, you know, the Arizona-Florida game from the other night, although it was entertaining basketball. But we'll chat about closed-door college basketball games before the season starts. But first, the Big Kahuna with sports.
Hamburgers. Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
All right, coming up, we'll have closing arguments to send you on your way here in about 10 minutes. Boy, terrible clock hour on me for the final hour for the big nooner. But you know what? We're going to survive today. We're going to survive today. I'm curious how many of you out there, I'm sure there's one or two sickos like you and me. You know, Danny, when we first started doing this show together, I did not have on the bingo card college basketball as a trait you and I share. The footy, the EPL football, not too shocked on that. Yeah. The Everton came out of nowhere.
There you go.
I like the Merseyside derby we have going on right
perfect.
Here. But I was a little surprised that you loved college basketball, and then I thought about it and really shouldn't have because you love NBA so much, and where does the talent come from?
And I'm a draft sicko.
Yeah, and you're a draft guy, so you don't necessarily care who's, like, the good teams in college
basketball. Well, I will watch good college basketball.
Sure.
As long as
but you're more focused on player-centric.
I am 100% more focused on players.
The season has gone underway.
Is underway.
Thank you. The Oregon Ducks won a game last night by the hair of their chinny chin. My Cougs lost at home to Idaho. Tough week to be a Wazoo fan.
Eesh.
That's for sure.
Go Beavers.
But there's been some games. Cam Boozer was nice last night. That kid from Kentucky had the dunk of the year already.
Goodness gracious.
And the Florida-Arizona game was really fun. I really want this Arizona team to be good. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know if you see this on Twitter. I assume you do. But I noticed a lot on Reddit. All of these closed door, hidden, secret college basketball scrimmages. Why are they secret if we all know about them? And why do they need to be secret? Can't they just be scrimmages? Can't they just be warm-ups of playing real guys?
They just don't want stuff getting out.
It's like, what stuff?
It's the whole nuclear secrets because of the NIL era. Like, this guy's not practicing, or this guy's not playing hard, or, hey, this guy's not as big as he's actually listed. It's coaches, man. They're all so protective. Like, they're running Area 51. It's not unique to college basketball.
It's just so stupid, man. You're telling me the score. You're giving me the box score of every single game already.
Lanning, Lincoln, it doesn't matter in college football. They all want to pretend like, you know, we got to shut everything down, close everything off. Nothing.
But you're not having a scrimmage against Ohio State and hiding it.
But even then, in the scrimmages now, They won't show their actual groups. They won't issue depth charts because they're worried about guys transferring and all these kind of things. It's like there's real threat to those things, but it's just all so dumb.
This is like when my 13-year-old drops the tea on me on a Wednesday about what's going on at school. I'd rather listen to that than this garbage. You know what I mean?
It's all very dumb. But college basketball is heading in the right direction in one regard. We are getting more high-profile matchups earlier in the season with more of these tournaments because there's the money that's involved in them now. That is good. We are not getting the first 6 weeks of college basketball being, you know, Duke playing Elon. And you're just like...
I am a card-carrying Maui Invitational fan.
Oh, that is Maui Invitational.
That is must-watch for me
every
year. Let me
tell you right now, Joe's going to hate me saying this. I don't care. You know, GMs and AGMs, they all go to, like, tournaments, stuff like that, especially when there's a lot of talent. If you're the GM of the team, you go to the Maui Invitational.
Absolutely.
You're going to see Sam Presti. You're going to see Joe Cronin. You're going to see Rob Pelinka.
They all go.
Look, the AGMs, they get a couple tournaments here or there.
Look, guys, sorry, but this is the most prolific tournament preseason called
back. It makes sense with our travel schedule, you know. It's like... So, you know, you see all the GMs, the Maui Invitational. It's so funny. You never see just the AGM of that tournament because it's like, yeah, no, sorry. Or the one at Atlantis. They're like, you know.
It's the Bahamas.
You're like, you know, I just had to kind of go to this one.
I've been to Oahu a lot in my life. And if I ever go to Maui and there's not a college basketball tournament, you should cry wolf. Like that, I messed up on that one.
No,
My Zags have been really good at that.
The one that's super dope is they play one on an aircraft carrier.
I love that one. That's usually like Izzo somebody.
And Kay. Because Kay was a
I think Roy Will caught one in those every once in a while.
Those are super dope. Now you have to be careful with those because the wind could get a little dicey.
How many extra basketballs do they keep just in case?
You know,
do you get a ticket for littering?
I mean, it's international waters. You're fine.
Littering and.
But no, there are more high-profile games, and you don't have this like 6 week run-up of just garbage basketball.
Yeah, Florida Arizona was a lot of fun to watch other night. Yeah, and Florida lost, and Arizona came back, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you Florida can't win a natty or Arizona's going all the way. But
I can tell you right there, Coa Pete,
that kid's real good. Anyway, I just thought that was interesting with college basketball.
These were our matchups yesterday: Purdue, Evansville, Duke, Texas, which. At least decent. Makes sense. Kentucky
who's versus the coach of Texas right now.
Not Chris Barnes. God dang it! I'm totally blanking.
Chris Beard.
He was going to. Yeah. Now I'm totally blanking. God, I can't remember now.
I can't remember either.
Anyways, but Kentucky Nichols and Texas Tech Lindenwood.
Pass.
Yeah.
I mean, even Oregon Hawaii kind of pass.
I think those are our top 25 teams.
Yeah, Sean Miller.
Oh, Sean Miller's at Texas.
Yeah, Lev Xavier. Thank you.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's not going to go well.
Well, no. Great coach.
Great coach.
Lesser person.
Let's just leave it at that. Boy, I was on the Sean Miller train 2 decades ago. Hardcore.
If I'm looking for a coach.
Hardcore.
I'm looking for a coach.
Sean Miller's it.
Good coach.
Yeah. Ask DeAndre Ayton. All right. When we come back, it'll be closing arguments. We'll send you on your way. This is 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth!
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on Closing Arguments. So go through some of the things y'all have been saying on the texting computer. Where'd you go?
People don't like Jaw.
People do not like Jaw. They really, really don't. If you watch the Johnny Football documentary on Netflix, that's what he said. He just didn't love the game anymore. He said that Andrew Luck is another, just didn't love the game anymore. Well, a lot Luck of that was, is due to injury.
Yeah, Luck was in some pain.
Yeah, Luck is a different one, but it's true. Once you fall out of it as a player.
Especially as a pro.
Yeah, playing. Look, we talked about this, I think it was last week when Stanford got blown out by Miami, and I'm watching this game, and Andrew Luck is on the sidelines.
Fired up.
Look, he is always going to love football. Mm-hmm. He's never not going to love football, but he fell out of love playing football, and that's a completely different
thing. And when
your
body does something to you like that, that's just it's what happens.
I will always love drinking, but I might fall out of love with actually drinking if my body is like, I can't do this anymore. And about John Morant, sure, he hasn't murdered anybody yet, but it sucks that if you're a good enough basketball player, be as big of a tool off the court as you want. And it's funny. I mean, I think those situations exist in all the major leagues, but it feels more visible in the NBA. And it's probably because player dominant. They don't wear hats or helmets. They're more visible.
Yep.
And let's be honest, there's a touch of racism in there as well. Well,
sure. I mean, and Jaw did not help himself in that regard.
No, a young black man gets money and has guns at a strip club. Like, that's about as stereotypical as you get.
That's if you're hitting the racism bingo card.
Totally, yeah.
Like, bingo!
If you're looking to be that guy that wants to claim that.
He gave you all the reasons.
Without a doubt.
And that's what sucks. It's like, come on, man. But, you know, I've mentioned this before. If I could go back to the beginning of my media career and I could choose one thing to not know, I think I would like to not know how many people in sports, particularly players, are just god-awful humans.
Yeah.
It's. I don't want to say don't meet your heroes because there's a lot of really good dudes. There really is.
You know, Damian Lillard, that guy seems all right.
Look, man, I was telling you guys before the show, Blake Wesley is one of the nicest humans I've ever met in sports.
That's awesome.
That dude... This is going to sound so corny, but like when new players come in and stuff like that, usually have to go up to them and introduce yourself and you know, just have that little introductory talk, right? I was talking with Damian Lillard pregame and I hadn't met Blake yet in the preseason. He comes up and he's like, he kind of walks by and says something to D, and then he's like, oh, hey man, you know, I'm Blake. Good to meet you. What's your name? What do you do?
Da-da-da. Love that.
And that doesn't happen much. And not just to me, but like in media, like guys don't usually go out of their way
to talk to media. Most athletes hate media.
They put their head down and they keep on walking by. And we just had like a regular, he's a normal dude. Everything he says is yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Thank you. Please. Like incredibly well-mannered. Just one of the nice, I talked to him in the locker room the other day. I was in his boot, just checking on him and see how he's doing. Just one of the nicest guys I've ever met. And I'm like, God, I hope this is who you are. Because, like, you just don't come across that very often. Good, I just choked on my own tongue. That was weird.
To clean up some other news and notes, Kyler Murray was officially put on IR, so you can, you know.
Jacoby Brissett, baby!
Yeah, kind of maybe kiss his season goodbye. What's IR, 4 weeks minimum?
I can never remember.
I mean, either. I feel like they change that rule all the time. So
4 games.
4 games, yeah. So 4 weeks. 4 games or 4 weeks?
4 games.
Four games. So you can, you know, welcome to Jacoby Brissett. What if they rattle off 4 wins in a row? That'd be fantastic.
That would mean them beating the Seahawks this weekend.
Ooh, I don't. Never mind. Sorry, I take that back. And also quarterback news, C.J. Stroud out this week.
Concussed.
When
he walked on the field, he was in another dimension.
Yeah, and think about it. In the NFL, dude, they're trying to get guys back from concussions as fast as possible. If you're the quarterback of a struggling offense on a playoff-caliber team...
with an offensive line that is letting him get lit up.
And you're sitting out, I think you might have got your bell rung pretty good, you know? Dang, that sucks, dude. What a weird season for Houston. We're going to have to play a game at the end of the year of who had the weirder season.
Yeah,
Casey's in there.
Cincinnati.
Houston's in there. Cincinnati's in there. Miami a little bit.
New York Jets.
The Jets. The Giants.
Yeah, because for a different reason.
High highs, high lows.
But yeah, the
Vikings. Carson Wentz died.
The
and
Texans,
then J.J. McCarthy beats the Lions.
It's super weird. The Texans haven't gotten, even though they're struggling, because they're so good defensively and probably because most people don't care about them, they're not talked about as like one of like the bad teams because their defense is so good.
I know. We're big Texans fans on this show.
Super weird. I like D'Amico and I love that defense. And to be honest, I really like CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
But it's their offensive line is in shambles and their skill position players are all hurt.
Do you think we like CJ Stroud because he's good or do you think we like him because it's finally an Ohio State quarterback?
Oh, I don't. That's something I hold against him. So it's because he showed stuff. I was like, damn, this guy can play.
Tired of being around you, sickos.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me sick just hanging out with you guys. Club Bruges is up 2-1 on Barcelona now.
You love it, don't you?
I do love it. Spent some time in Bruges.
Mm.
Like that little city.
You do.
I do, yeah. It's real walkable.
You seem very Bruges-y.
Very Bruges-y. I've never seen that movie that everybody tells me to watch. Mm. But I did like the little
city. You taking Blazers +4.5?
No, sir, I am not. No, sir, I am not.
That feels like a weird line.
Well, I think it's a weird line because they're assuming the Thunder do the back-to-back thing, and I just think they are the team built to not do the back-to-back thing.
I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
6.5? I'll take the Blazers.
That's better.
Yeah.
Doable.
Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That's going to do it for us tomorrow on the show. I don't know what we'll get to.
We'll play some Blazers basketball.
Let the chips fall where they may. For Danny Morang, that's Jeff Rust. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something. That would do.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.